In our practical lives, we all belong to a variety of different subcultures that influence our behaviors. This influence also becomes invisible to us over time. Most of us who are participating in this module are members of at least one shared subculture, the Western medical subculture. Your friends and family may have initially pointed out evidence of this new subcultural identity during your first few years of medical school, but they likely have come to accept your different vocabulary and different way of viewing the world. While there are many beliefs and behaviors that can be ascribed to Western medical culture, and there is certainly variability within this culture, there are many important beliefs and principles that generally hold true for the larger system as a whole. Western medicine generally puts a high priority on the individual and believes that we each have control over our own health. It's widely accepted that diseases have specific causes and that there is one system of care to address the disease. Finally, the fundamental design of the system leads us to expect that patients will adapt to the system when interfacing with it. It's important to note that these are the currently held beliefs and principles of our system. If you read about the history of medicine, you will know that these ideas have changed over time. Similarly, the culture of medical education has changed over time. The focus has shifted from an autonomous practice to a team model, and from the pimping of hapless residents to a more good-natured stimulation of discussion and conversation.